Welcome back to Keeping It Real. This is Ryan Leese, your host. This is episode number 7. We sat down with Anna Skarzinski, and she's going to share her story of how she went part-time to full-time, took the jump, and has been super successful.
All
Let's
right.
go.
Good morning or good afternoon if you're in Connecticut right now. I am with Anna Skarzinski, who is with William Pitt Sotheby's International Realty.
Yeah, so I went to college for I got a degree in business, a psychology minor, and a concentration in marketing. All throughout college, I worked just part-time jobs. One of them was being a marketing coordinator for the dining services, which was a really nice job. And it just kind of taught me some basic marketing skills. And then another job that I did was for actually a realtor that is at the same company I'm at now. She needed a part-time marketing intern, and I actually knew her personally, so it worked out perfect. But she needed help with just some basic marketing. I would help her out, and then I saw just what being a realtor even is, and it was really quite interesting. I mean, it was just amazing. She just was always busy, always doing something, and she. I also got to see how rewarding the job is. So that sort of made me want to get my license. So actually, while I was still in college, I got my real estate license, and in 2019, I became a realtor myself, and I've been by myself ever since, and I absolutely love it.
Nice. So you, one of the statements you said in there was, like what it means to be a realtor and then how rewarding it is. So I think I kind of know what you mean by that, but is it like, what's your favorite part about, your job or your career?
Yes. So there's so much I love about it. One, I love how flexible it is. I realized that I don't think I'm cut out to do a 9-to-5 job. Just not me. I love it's for some people, but just for me, I always like doing something. I love being on the go. And then I also like having some downtime. So that's definitely one thing I love about it. Like I said before, I love how rewarding it is. It's such a big accomplishment that buying a house or even just getting a rental, all of the above. It's really re rewarding being a part of that process, and helping people. So I think those are the two reasons I really love it.
What's the That's awesome. So what is like the, because I know it's a very emotional experience, right? So
Yeah.
what is your favorite, is it first time home buyers? Is it, what's kind of your favorite? Maybe it's not one particular group, but type of people to try to help get into a home.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an emotional roller coaster, any type of buyer I have. But definitely first time home buyers, who is typically who I do work with. It's just like I said, very rewarding. It's like they're either just out of college or they're just couples that are moving in together. It's just really like a nice I just love being a part of that. It just is, like I said, very it's just very satisfying, helping people get through the it's an emotional process. So, it's I'm there to basically help people and get them to the finish line, and I love that.
That's cool. That's awesome. So how did you get yourself, started? So I know you had some, a friend who offered some mentorship and showed you inside the business. But as you know, I mean, you've had, it's like your own business. You have to make your own name for yourself and everything. So how did you go from sort of like, zero to where you're at, now?
Yeah, so it wasn't easy. Like I said before, I had a lot of part-time jobs. It's a great career, but it's also an expensive career. A lot of people don't know like all the fees that come along with it just to even keep your license itself. There's dues, there's the license fee, you have to do continuing education, there's an MLS fee, I could go on. So it was definitely hard. So like I said, that's why I did. I had multiple part-time jobs throughout the first couple of years. And that kind of helped me to, stay on my feet while also, slowly, building my database. So I've been pretty lucky, I would say. Just my age group in general, I'm gonna be 27. This is a time where a lot of people, like we said before, are moving out. you know, couples are getting places together, or, you know, just, you know, getting a rental to start, and then eventually, you know, going to buy something. So between friends, family, and then really just referrals, I've been able to keep a pretty steady business. So I think that's helped the most. And then in downtime, I have been doing some expireds, which is basically reaching out to people, you know, whose listing has expired, and, you know, offering to set up a time to meet and figure out why it expired. And so I've had a couple of deals, not too much, but every once in a while it'll pay off and it works. So those seem to be, you know, how I build my business so far.
Cool. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, the warm, like, referrals, like we talked about, is the best way, because they know you. And then, like, I think on the, probably on the intro stuff, it's like 90% nothing about real estate. And then,
you know, yeah,
it's just building, like, you're just like talking with them about literally anything.
And they trust you too.
And, yeah. Which is, because your name, especially in a small town, you know, it really matters. Yep. So it's like, oh, we know who you are, right? And boom, they're just going to work with you. So on the ones that are expireds, do you feel like when you go to, I don't want to say sell yourself, but, you know, present yourself to the client, you know, what do you have, kind of a strategy that you lean on when you do that? Or just, you know, just kind of introduce yourself and take them through like a process, you know,
for that? Yeah. So I basically start with just sending them a letter in the mail. I kind of like doing personal letters first. And, you know, I don't like to push people. I know some people, you know, do their business differently, but I like to just, you know, just send a letter. If they answer, great. If they don't, you know, then it's just not, you know, they just don't need me right now, and that's fine. But I send the letter first, and then if they call me, I'll set up a time to meet with them. I actually just recently closed on one, where I sent the letter and he gave me a call, and we just closed a couple weeks ago. I met up with him. Yeah. I tried to I just try to be myself. I try to explain that, you know, communication is key, especially when selling a house. It's really just sometimes when a house doesn't sell, it's just because the communication's not there. So I always make sure that they know that they could, you know, call me just about anytime. You know, they can, you know, I'm always here for them. And like I said, I'll do everything I can. And like I said, having my business and marketing background, I think that's helped me to really market houses and, you know, get the word out. And I think I've been pretty successful with that so far.
Yeah, I think, no, definitely. And the communication's big, because it's, you have to set boundaries, like we've talked about, like when you'll answer your phone. There's definitely got to have that, you know, that balance. But at the same time, you know, if people can text you, like I kind of have this thing where, even if it's on a Sunday or Saturday, like I'm always either working, or even if I'm out, I just will acknowledge that I've received it, right? You know,
right.
And people appreciate that, because sometimes, you know, as a seller, it might be something really important. They're like, hey, sometimes they just need feedback on something they already might know. So it's sort of just, you almost like train your clients in a way. As you know.
Definitely. Awesome.
So so I know you're 21, you know, 2022 and 2023 have been kind of steady, which is awesome. That you shared that with me before, because a lot of people got to 2023 and the interest rates came up and they were like, whoa, what is this? Where did everyone go? And so you've stayed super steady. Do you have, do you want to expand any of your marketing efforts that you're now, or you're kind of just focusing on your, like your database and then doing some expired, and that's keeping you, sounds like it's keeping you plenty busy. So
yeah, well, that, and also when times were sort of rough and everyone were, you know, everyone was getting very stressed out with the rates. Some agents I realized don't do rentals, and I just want to say that I am an agent that does do rentals, and I think it's really, I think really beneficial too, because even though it's just a rental now, it can turn into, you know, you just keep in touch with them over time, and then they come back to you, and then they want, you know, you're able to continue business with them. So, during those times, I had some clients who were buying, and then they just got very, overwhelmed with the rates, and they just, you know, want to find a rental or another rental if they were already in one. And I help them with that. And then, you know, they know that they could contact me in the future. And actually, currently, I do have a couple of people that I did help find rentals, and then they reached back out to me, and they're like, we're ready, even though the rates aren't still right where they want to be. You know, they're getting better slowly but surely. So it seems like they're, you know, starting the process again. So I think, you know, like I said, doing the rentals has helped me to still kind of stay steady.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, I can relate this, you know, doing mortgages is it's literally just to get in front of people. Like, you just want to go meet people. And if they're, even if they're at the, you know, they decide to rent, you know, you don't have the short-sighted mindset. You're like, oh, they don't want to buy. Like, I'm not going to help them. It's
right.
It's like, you still help them get in a home, and maybe they never do buy, but in like 5 years, you know, they might think, oh, you know what? My like cousin wants to move to Guilford. Here's Anna's number. Boom. And then that's like where you start to get that snowball effect of your business. That's going to just,
and it's happened multiple times.
Yeah. Like for you, like in 3 years from now, you just, everything you're doing now is going to like hit almost exponentially then. So it's
cool. Yeah, absolutely. Definitely.
So any, kind of transitioning, like personal, you know, I know in high school for me, I did not understand real estate. I just saw some, I shared this with you, but I was like, oh, why would you want to do that? You know, I didn't understand until I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I think when I was 18, 19. And I was like, starting to understand equity and how to leverage debt and all these different things. So do you do any, you know, personal investing on your own? And do you plan to, you know, kind of get into that as you grow your career?
Yeah. So same here in high school. I feel like I just didn't really know the importance of it. I think between college and then, you know, doing the part-time jobs I, you know, did, and then also, again, being a marketing intern for a realtor helped me to really get into the, to like an inside view of really what I could be doing. So I think that's sort of what helped me. And yes, I actually own a rental unit. I lived there for a little bit, and now I actually rent it out to a, she's a PA from Yale. She's great. It's just a one bedroom, one bath. I bought it completely renovated, so I didn't have to put any money into it. And so far I've owned it for a little over 4 years now. So that's going great, you know, making a profit on that. And then currently I'm in what will be another investment property one day, you know, doing a couple of things to fix it up and then going to rent it out. And then eventually, you know, just those incomes from those two rental properties is what's going to pay my mortgage on a house one day. So, you know, it's sort of nice to have that, you know, that in that steady income, and in the long run will pay off.
That's awesome. And do you do like any, like, I don't want to say like YouTube University in terms of, I mean, there's so much content out there on YouTube and Instagram and podcasts. So do you have something that you follow that you're like, oh, this is my, you know, I know there's like Dave Ramsey, who's not necessarily, I like him, but anyways, like there's a lot of figures out there in that space. So is there someone that you look up to? You're like, I kind of study them. In a way.
So no one specifically, but recently I just found out about a podcast. It's two women there. It's called like Socially Modern or something like that. But basically they've built their business just on social media, because nowadays, you know, like social media is huge, and that's really how we get, or I get the word out about, you know, listings or just whatever it might be. So I've actually recently just started listening to them, and you know, they just give some tips and, you know, different ideas. And I think I'll definitely be able to use a lot of what they, you know, have been telling, you know, saying, because it's really, I think, beneficial.
That's awesome. And do you, so I guess that transitions into like, do you use social media to get leads? And do you want to, I know it takes a lot of time, so that's the biggest thing I hear. People want to do it, but is it something that you want to, you know, work on and try to make that a, like a lead generation source for you?
Yeah. So I, believe it or not too, I think that's a big platform that I get a lot of leads from. Even if I just post something, I try to not only post social media or real estate, because that could get, you know, sort of boring. So I do try to post more, you know, some personal things, some just funny things. If I see something on, you know, at a showing, you know, some really cool things, like if there's, you know, like a antique or, you know, whatever it might be, I just try to post other things too. And it's really crazy how many, like, people will like swipe up, or they'll, you know, they'll message me and they'll be like, "Ooh, so cool." You know, just the conversation, you know, the conversations, you know, just starting, and it's just like one thing leads to another. And then, like I said, I've actually gotten some leads that way. You know, you just kind of start talking, and then, you know, they're like, "Oh, you know, maybe in the future, you know, I want to start, you know, either investing or buy something of my own." So it's really just getting that conversation started, and it's kind of natural. Like, I don't mean for it to happen. It just sort of happens. And it's, you know, sometimes too, it's people that I went to school with in the past. But I do find posting not only real estate has sort of helped.
Yeah, that, I think that's the best way, because you're almost like, how I would compare it with someone is think about, I guess, yourself or age group, right? You go on Zillow, right? Or you're on these, mm-hmm. one of these sites, and like, we really don't, at least for me, like, I hate filling out those lead generation forms where it's like, mm-hmm. put your information and contact me. I have one on my website, so if no one fills it out, I'm not offended.
Yeah.
But yeah. Versus they, like, you know, see your Instagram, or they know you're a realtor, but it's, your posts aren't, you know, here's how you, you know, here's what a purchase contract is, right? It's good to like mix some education, you know, stuff in there.
Yeah.
But then if, yep. it's, you know, you add the, I'm trying to think of something in Guilford, but like, or the Biggie, or just some event, or like the brewery or something, and then someone swipes up and they're like, "Oh, I love that, you know, brewery or that place or whatever," and you're just meeting, like, making a connection with someone,
yep.
without the intention of going to sale, it more likely will, because they'll be like, they'll remember it, versus like just hammering someone with, you know, like an automated email system, you know, that,
yeah,
that went through on your website. So that's cool.
Yeah, I realize that makes some people uncomfortable. Like, some people say, "Oh, you know, every realtor, that's all they talk about is real estate." But I try to make it a point not to, because it is. I mean, it could consume your life, but you don't, you know, not everyone wants to talk about work. I mean, obviously, if people have questions, you know, we'll talk about it, we'll get in conversations, but I don't like to always just be talking about it, or always, you know, I don't even like doing that. So I can't imagine, yeah. what other people think. So,
yeah. Yeah. Most people just want to build a, like, rapport. There's different levels of, like, how people sell, but,
yeah,
you know, you still, there's definitely points, you know, where you're working with buyers or something, where you want to still have probably a sales process, and then close somebody in terms of, "Hey, we've seen these houses," you know, you want to, mm-hmm. make a decision. But at the end of the day, you know, if you build like a really good relationship with people, you can, you know, they'll tell you, you know, most of those, just, it takes the sales, the best salespeople you don't know are selling, you know, that someone,
yeah.
that. Oh, that makes sense.
No, that's definitely. I see that, like, yeah, more, you know, now that I'm in the business, I definitely see that, which is, like I said, I make the point not to do certain things now, because I see it within other agents or other people, and I'm just like, I don't want to be like that.
Yeah. Well, it's good. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and you're yourself, which is important.
Yes. That's definitely important.
So your goals, just kind of, I guess, well, before that, how do you stay, like, locked in? Because I know the week can, like, totally, at least for me, the week can, when you set your own hours, you have to be super disciplined. So do you have a method to time blocking and how you kind of schedule your life?
Yeah. So I use my phone calendar, religiously. Like, I even put the most crazy reminders, even if it's something as simple as watering my plants. Like, it sounds crazy, but I need to, like, you know, time blocking is huge. Just because one day could be totally crazy, another day could be totally not crazy, and then I need to find something to do, or there's something I could be doing. So I use my phone calendar, for everything. I put in just day to day what I need to do, what I could do if I have some downtime. And then if I have downtime and I could have downtime, then, you know, I make sure that I, you know, take advantage of that, and I, you know, relax or enjoy the day, or, you know, whatever I need to do.
Cool.
So it's important. Yep.
And then your goals, like, I guess last question I have for you, and if there's anything you want to share after, but, your goal, what was your goal, you know, coming into the business, and you feel like you've kind of hit those goals?
Yeah, so my goal was to be a full-time realtor, and I have officially, between the last year, last year and this year, have successfully done that. It's hard to completely transfer into being a full-time realtor, because as we talked about before, like the fees and just everything that goes into it, you definitely have to have a steady income to survive. I definitely was able to do that. So I have reached my goal. There's, tons of other goals that I do want to, I do want to become, I want to grow my business, but I also want to, still make sure that I have enough time to enjoy, life and, kind of have a steady business, yet also enjoy everything I can.
Okay. And do you feel like you're at that kind of at that point now, or there's a forward, point you want to go?
Yeah. I mean, right now I'm definitely steady, and I'm still able to do all my own paperwork, all my own files. I manage them all. I know if I do get any busier, I will probably have to try to get someone in place to do that, which I really don't want to do, because I kind of do like being in charge of, everything that I, I'm working on and doing all the paperwork. So right now I would say I'm happy where I am, but there's always room for improvement, and, I know over time I'll want to grow, and who knows where it'll take me. I'm definitely want to stay where I am. I love my brokerage, all the opportunities it's given me. But you never know what's going to happen, years to come, if I want to get my broker's license. But definitely right now I'm super happy where I am in my business.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's the best. A lot of people have these, they always want to be, it's like anything in life, we always want to be somewhere else. So if you're in a spot where it's like, this is working, and you can always improve, but if you, Alex Hormozi is someone I listen to a lot. He says, more, better, new, right? So if you've done more, which you have, you went full time, then it's, now you're on the better. It's like how to just make it better and more efficient. And then when you're ready to train someone, you'll have the paper, whatever, you'll know exactly how it needs to be done. That's what they
definitely
say, hey, this is how you do it. So
yep, exactly.
Anything that you want to share that we kind of didn't get into, or
So I guess the main thing, and I'm sure you can agree, is just like education. I know like our jobs, it's like super important for us to just educate our clients. I can't even tell you the amount of times I've had clients who are just looking for a rental, and they're like, I would just kind of bring up the subject of possibly buying now or in the near future. And they're like, oh, well, I don't have 30% to put down. And I'm just like, where are you getting this information from? Because, I'm sure you get it all the time too. It's just, I don't think people are educated in this department where they need to be. And they'll realize that they'll actually be saving money instead of, having their land, like some people will actually be able to put down less than what their landlord's holding as a security deposit. Yeah. And it's crazy to me. So that's definitely important. I'm sure you can agree.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good point. And, there's options, for like putting, there's obviously FHA, but even for conventional, you can put 10% down, which is huge. And you can do, low down payments. And then also, we had talked about like seller concessions. So you can finance like the closing costs, because that's something people, might not have the funds for or don't want to pay for. So you can do like I'm going to literally read it off the sheet because I couldn't memorize all this, but like if it's a primary and you put down, 75 to 90%. So if you put 10%, the seller can actually give you 6% towards your closing costs. So you could make an offer. This is something you can work with buyers, and maybe you have, but you can almost offer higher, but in the contract say we want, 6% yep. seller concessions. And that's how we get around, finance. We pretty much finance the closing costs into it.
Oh yeah. So I've had a lot of success with that. So, and my clients are like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that that was, an option. And I love being able to tell them that, and, connecting them with a lender to, give them even more information. And they're like, wow, this is not what I expected. So it's definitely another satisfying thing in this, business.
It's very rewarding. Yeah. I had someone that the other, just yesterday, was like, I don't think I can buy a house. And they you know, I just said, okay, you know, I won't waste your time with giving you a bunch of paperwork. Just show me what you've got. And they showed me everything.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, you can put this amount down and this is how much you, you know, make. And they're like, really? Like, they're just like, they're like, Google said,
mind blown. Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. And they were so, I tried for like 2 months to get them on the phone. Just like every week, I just like, hey, just let me, you know, just kind of following up. And finally, they're like, fine, let's do it. But they were nervous because they didn't think they would qualify.
Right. So
that's, I think that's something you probably deal with too. People just don't want to even try because they don't even kind of ask.
They just don't know or ask. Yeah. Like I said, I have had a lot of luck with, like I said, the rentals. And I would just meet someone at a rental and, you know, we would just, they had good credit, you know, they had good income. And even if they didn't, you know, we would still get in the conversation and then I would just sort of, you know, start talking to them and, you know, kind of see that they probably could qualify for a loan. And I just give them, you know, some just general information and they're like, oh my gosh. So I actually had a couple where they were looking for a rental. They ended up buying a house, closing, and they spent less money, you know, on their mortgage now than they did what they would have spent for their security deposit and their, you know, their rent. So they were like, you know, very, very happy. So that was great.
That's awesome. That's cool. Yeah. Yeah, that's rewarding because then someone's like,
oh yeah,
in the wheel of renting and they're like, okay,
yeah. Let's go again. And they didn't even know that they could, you know, be approved. That's the part that, you know, that gets me.
Yeah. And most of them, and it's usually the people that don't think they can get approved. You like, I don't, you know, want to say always, but most of the time they actually can, you know, it's usually,
yeah.
Usually the opposite. The ones that are, tell me at least like this will be no problem. And then they send me everything and I'm like, we're going to have to come up with a plan. To sometimes I work with people and they want to buy and then, hey, we got to pay off like your car, you know, and we got to pay off these couple things and that will increase your buying power exponentially.
Yeah.
It's just having a plan. So
yeah, definitely. It's all education I see. So
awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this today. And
yeah.
Is there anything else or?
That's really it. I appreciate you, you know, reaching out to me and this has been great. Hopefully we could, you know, spread the word together on certain things and people can realize, you know, that they have a lot more, options out there. So
definitely. Yeah. And if, what's the, for anyone who's listening, if they're in Connecticut, what's the best way for them to contact you? I can put your info in the description, but
yeah. I could also send you my website. They can go to my website or, you know, they could call me anytime. I'm sure you can put my phone number too. I'm always typically on my phone. So anytime, you know, feel free to call. Happy to give you some, you know, information and just explore your options.
Awesome. All right. Anna, thank you so much for doing this today.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Hey all, thanks for tuning in to episode number 7 with Anna Skarzynski. Feel free to reach out to her in the bio below. Her contact info is there. And again, thanks for tuning in. See you guys next time.